I've had a Fansly account for a while, but I'm finally on there active and I post a ton. If you would like to follow me, support me, you can go to fansly.com/fitsid and you can join there. I have tons of content, conversation. Yeah, it's been fun learning a new website and I'm still on OnlyFans, just for the record. But one of my new sites that I wanted to introduce you to was fansly.com/fitsid and the link will be in the description as well. I'm your host, FitSid, and welcome back to Dirty CEO, where we go balls deep into the reality of what people are really thinking. Now let's get into it.
Dirty CEO. Hey everyone, it's your girl FitSid, and welcome back to Dirty CEO. Today I'm here with the beautiful Callie Mack. Introduce yourself. Tell them what you do, girlfriend.
Awesome. Hi guys, it's Callie Mack. I have been a model slash porn.
You can be explicit. What have you been doing? Because you do legit fucking porn.
I've worked in the adult industry for a few years. I did.
How many do you know?
I mean, I started some drop boxes. Twitter, casual, since maybe a little after I turned 18.
And how old are you?
Yeah. I'm 21. Almost 22.
So 3 years?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, girl.
But I did my first pro shoot right before, it was the week before the lockdown for pandemic.
Your first pro shoot was 2.5 years ago?
Mm-hmm. March 2020.
Damn. Yeah. A little over 2 years. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How many scenes have you done at this point? Because obviously lockdown happened, so there wasn't a lot of opportunity. So I'm just curious, you did that and then you had to take a long break. And
sure. With Plumper Pass is who I usually shoot with. For professional kind of stuff, I've done 5 scenes and I actually just did my last 2 on Sunday, which is exciting.
How did they go?
It was so great. I always have the best time with them. Very professional, very fun, very.
And what is Plumper Pass for the people who don't know?
Sure. It's a BBW porn website they're just so great.
What's your typical day like? When you have a shoot day, did you shoot both those scenes the same day?
Yes.
Damn, you took it.
I know. It's when I shoot with them, it's almost always 2 shoots, one day. And I usually just do the boy-girl scenes, or I have up until now. But I actually did a girl-girl scene with Charlotte Hurts.
How was that?
It was awesome. Good? Yeah,
she's tall.
Uh-huh, I know.
And you're so short compared to her.
And, I identify as bisexual.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely not as sexually experienced with girls, I would say.
Really?
So I was
how many girls do you think you've fucked in your life? Be real, be honest.
I'm what does fucked
define? Fucked means pussy in my opinion.
Yeah, okay. I mean less than 10.
Damn, so you are a literal virgin in the girl department for porn.
And so I was wait, I want to look good. I was nervous. I was writing her face and stuff. What do I do? I was really nervous.
What else did you do with her?
So, yeah, we did a strap-on.
Oh, shit.
I used it on her when she, was writing it. And then she used it on me. Mm-hmm. And I think we did, doggy, which is fun. I was just so nervous because, boy-girl scenes, I've done the amateur ones. I've done professional. And I've just had sex in my personal life.
Right.
I was nervous.
I have a serious question for you. This is something that when I started doing strap-on scenes with girls and I was fucking girls with straps, I never realized what it looks like fucking a girl. How close the holes fucking are. Does that traumatize you a little bit? When you first saw that, were you wow, that's close? I mean, in doggy, at least, that is it made me realize the pussy hole is way closer to the asshole than I thought. I thought it was closer to the front with visual. I knew they were close, but you know?
No, totally. Like I said, I'm not super experienced. I mean, my first real relationship with someone was with a girl.
Really?
How
old were you?
I was in high school through just right after high school. And I was in love with her. That was my first real relationship. But but it's been a long time since I've been in high school. Not a long time, but it's been a few years since I've,
especially if you're constantly fucking dudes instead.
Right. Like you, yeah. I was out of the rhythm for mm-hmm. sure.
And I get, so for me, like I like anyone, like guy, girl, mm-hmm. trans, mm-hmm. like, it doesn't for sure. matter. Whatever you identify as, you could be whatever.
For sure.
And for me, it's like personality, right? And I get nervous when I like someone. It could be like a dude. I've sucked a lot of fucking dick. I've fucking had a lot of sex, right?
Sure.
And every time if I have feelings, I'm like so nervous. I'm like, is this, like, what am I doing?
Different. You know? Yeah. Like,
yes. And I mean, with girls, it's even more because like they have the same anatomy as you. So then you're like, I don't want to fuck up. I don't want to look like I don't know what I'm doing.
That's so true. Like, no, with Charlotte at the shoot, I was mm-hmm. like, and she's definitely like fucked a lot more girls than uh-huh. I have. And I'm like, I need you to lead the way, Charlotte.
You're like, help me.
Yeah, basically.
Be my teacher.
No, I needed it. And she kind of made fun of me, but mm-hmm. we just like had fun with it, yeah. kind of thing.
I bet it looked so good.
Got shit done.
Who'd yeah. you work with as the guy with your BG?
His name's Jay Banger, uh-huh. and he was really cool.
Yeah, nice. What'd you guys do position-wise? I'm always curious, because then I can visualize you having sex, you know? Duh.
So, we did... Now I'm like, I have to think back. What is it called? Like, it's not missionary. It's like smish.
Are your, like, legs up really
yes,
high?
Yeah.
I don't know the name of it, but I know.
Something,
it,
yeah. He called it a name, the director. And I was like, I don't know what this is. But so we did. I did writing.
Mm-hmm. That
then,
one.
Yeah. And then that. And then doggy. What was the last?
They're pretty. It's a blur. I mean, yeah. It's kind of hard when you're fucking like, you know. What is your personal favorite position, though? Like, when you're really just wanting to enjoy yes. it.
My favorite position is missionary and then, like, putting my legs behind yeah, my yeah. head.
I know. You're good at it. I've seen it.
Yeah.
I went on your phone, remember? And I was like, this looks so hot.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty flexible. And so it's like, you can get in there if I do that. Yeah. So I think it, like, feels the best. And it's just like.
We're going to call that froggy mish.
Froggy mish.
I'm going to call it that because yes, it looks like a little froggy. Please. Like.
Yeah. And then it's like. It's kind of like you get to show off too. You're like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's casual.
Like, I'm flexible. Look at how far my fucking legs go behind my head.
Exactly.
I think that's the funny thing too is like, I don't know about you, but like when I was younger and like first like being sexually yeah. active and shit, like I tried so fucking hard to show how fucking good I was in bed. And now I low-key don't have to try very hard. Like now it's like,
I'm like, you've seen me in action, you know.
Not just that, but, yeah. like, it comes so much more naturally. Like,
okay.
And also, like, I don't have to try in the ways that are hard work. Because the mm-hmm. little things that, like, you have practiced doing.
It's not overthinking as much.
It's, like, normal, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, for me, like, blowing and deep throating is, like, pretty easy now. When yeah. I first was starting, I had to tell myself, take it more. Don't, like, look like a little fucking bitch, you know?
Sure.
And then, like. With, like, riding and stuff. Like, I've learned mm-hmm. how to actually, like, twerk my ass on a dick. Mm-hmm. And that, you know how good that feels to a guy?
Yeah.
Like, they always are like, do you know how to twerk, like, your ass on a dick? Like, I'm not talking, like, twerk. I'm talking, like, when you ride, like, bouncing it. But, like,
yeah.
you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That, to them, feels so good because it's, like, such a quick
sex motion. Education with fisting. Yeah, I love it.
But
no.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That to me was so hard when I was trying to do it before I got into porn. And then I got into porn and like guys in the beginning like are so helpful with trying to like help you move help your body, too. Right? Yeah. yeah. So they would like grab my hips and my ass okay. and bounce it. And then eventually I started learning how to do the motion like way easier than like I didn't have to think.
Yeah, and they don't have to grab you're like I got this one.
Yeah,
this
and so one. Now in my personal life mm-hmm. I'll fucking throw that shit in there like easy yeah. and you know the reactions you get in your personal life when you're fucking because you just know like you are confident too to do things.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you learn things because we literally are around this all the time. And you're like, okay, like, I'm just going to show you this.
Right. And I think that, like, when I put my legs behind my head like mm-hmm. that, I feel like it's unexpected, too.
Yeah. yeah.
Like it's not. Like,
I can't I do know. That fully. Like, yeah. I'm definitely more flexible on one side than the other.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And, like, one, I can put all the way behind my neck. Uh-huh. But then the other one, it goes, like, to here. Like, so you're close like, to be behind the neck.
Almost.
But, and definitely not at the same time.
Okay.
Like, gotcha. One at a time.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think I could be on both like here, but not. I used to though. This is how I knew I was a little fucking crazy bitch. Because when I was younger, I used to literally do that for fun, just like in my bedroom.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, right. When did you lose your virginity?
I guess I was 15. Yeah.
Damn. Was it good or a bad experience? Because I feel like a lot of porn stars say their experiences were good, but was yours?
Mine was bad. I feel like I think I just regretted it, kind of thing. Like,
regretted the person, the way it happened, or how it happened.
All of the above. Really? I don't know. I just feel like it wasn't great. And then, like, actually, one of my best friends, like, she's, she doesn't mind that I'm spilling. Like, yeah. She's around my age and, or she's older than me and, like, she's a virgin. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I look at her and I'm like, that's amazing. Like, that's so powerful. Like, obviously, like, I do porn, but, like, it's, like, the opposite is kind of, like, beautiful, well, too, sometimes.
I feel like the thing that's beautiful about it is the choice. We choose literally to do what we do. Mm-hmm. She chooses to be like that.
Right.
And I think that's something that people don't realize is like,
it's a two-way street.
It's an empowering thing to do either.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
I think it's the girls that like do it and then regret it and then do it again and regret it. And like, if you own your shit and own how you feel about sex, whether you want to do it or not.
Sure.
Then you're not going to regret it, you know?
No.
Like, I don't regret. Let me tell you, I don't regret anything I've ever done.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that helps me is, like, if I don't want to, I don't.
No,
and
exactly.
Like, I think a lot of people that are, like, not confident in their choices, you know? Like, when you first lose it, you don't know what the fuck you're doing. So, like, that's a different experience. It's once you have lost it and then you continuously have bad experiences, you have to ask yourself, why is it bad? And what is going to like make it better? Like, what do I need out of
this?
Do you do aftercare?
Yeah.
Cause like, I think a lot of people have bad experiences. Like, not the first time. The first time, you guys, I'm not talking about the first time anymore, but like in general, like aftercare is so important. But when you're in porn, like, do you do aftercare with any of the people you shoot with?
Like, that's legit, such a good like question.
Like, I'm genuinely curious. Cause I like don't, unless they want to continue fucking, it gets wrapped into it because that means they're like attracted to me on another level. And if I like want to reciprocate like more sex, usually we end up like washing each other in the shower, like doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it's not as normal for me during scenes. But what about you? Do you ever like cuddle or anything?
Right. What I was going to say is I don't think I have with like any like content creators or performers, but like, when I was just starting off like the Dropbox kind of thing with like just people from my personal life who wanted to film, it would be like that because it was usually just like a friend.
How did you start kind of the Dropbox thing? So like you would sell content through Dropbox, right?
Just like Twitter and being like, hey, like I have a Dropbox of nudes kind of, or like whatever. Or like,
how did you start that? Like, how did you choose to do that?
I feel like I've just always been a sexual person and always kind of like owned my shit. And like,
what made you realize you were sexual? Like, when did you have that epiphany of like, I'm a sexual person? Because I know for me, I knew by like sixth grade.
No, totally. Yeah. Maybe around then too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe like 12 or 13. Yeah. I mean, like it's,
Because I think that is the thing is like, I can't imagine doing porn and not being sexual. Because, like, I am a dirty person. Like, I am a dirty fuck.
Sure.
And when I, like, had all my friends know, like, I'm a very, like, when I was in high school, I'd open my door, front door naked. And it'd be the first time my girlfriends would come to my house. And they'd be like, oh, it's just Sydney being
no,
Sydney.
No, literally, yeah.
And I never, like, thought, oh, I'm going to open this door butt naked and, like, be. It was never sexual to me. It was just, like, my personality. Like, I'm goofy as fuck. Like, I definitely like have a dirty humor and like I always knew that like I liked people differently.
Yeah.
Like I view the human body in a beautiful way, but as a kid, I always like was more confident in my body.
No, same.
In a positive way because like I would wear a swimsuit and I wouldn't overthink it, you know?
Right.
And then like when I'd be with my friends, like I would never. They would tell me something and I would never judge them. You know what I mean? Like
exactly.
Like, I think that helped me like open my mind to porn too, you know? Because like I already was open minded.
Yeah, exactly. Open minded.
Do you use dating apps or anything?
I do.
Yeah. So a little bit. So like with dating apps and stuff, like I've been on them since I was like 16. So like I think that also, you know, the sneaking the guys into my fucking room in the middle of the night. Just so we could like fuck, like definitely.
I have a good story about this.
Tell me, a good arrangement.
So like arrangement. Oh my god, I guess it was my senior year of high school. there's this guy mm-hmm. and I would Uber to his house mm-hmm. on school nights.
Oh god.
1 a.m.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, I guess we, like, do stuff uh-huh. and, like, hang oh, out and stuff. Do stuff,
yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, like, get it on, you know. Like, you guys would fuck, bit. Right? We would fuck, like, yeah.
Okay.
And then.
Well, do stuff could just be oral, too. That's okay.
No, we would fuck. We yeah. would fuck. And then we would fall asleep. Mm-hmm. And I would set an alarm
yeah.
for, like, 5 or 6 so I could Uber home, mm-hmm. get in bed, and act like I was there the whole time. And yeah. then wake up for school.
What time did you have to go to school?
I had to wake up at like 7.
Wow, so that's a good timing. Like
I know, but it was bad because like yeah. I was not rested.
No, that's honestly something yeah. I would not be able to do because I need my sleep.
That's fair.
And also, like once you start fucking, I don't know about you, but once you start, you just keep going.
I know.
And then you like regret it the next day. Like anytime I've been like fuck buddies with someone and they have like mm-hmm. This job is very different, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I have to keep myself accountable with like answering my messages, making videos, blah, you know, like sure. all that. So like whenever I'm like dating people now and like hooking up, it's like so bad if they have like a shitty ass schedule that like they don't, they can like do it at night for like hours and then like they can go back to bed.
Yeah.
When I'm like, I have to wake up and I have to answer my messages and mm. I have to film and I have someone coming over that I have to fuck again. And like, I like marathons. Like when I yeah. fuck, it's fun to like, I don't know about you. I don't know what it's you challenge. Like in bed. I'm kind of yeah. curious. Like yeah. what do you like okay. in bed? Like what are your turn-ons? And this could be yeah. like little stuff too. Like I personally like playing with people's ears in bed,
uh-huh.
you know? So, like, yeah. little stuff like that, too.
I think that I've always considered myself, like, a very, like, kinky kind of person. Like,
mm-hmm.
and I say that more, like, in my personal life. Like, I yeah. feel like I haven't gotten to show it too much. Well, and, like,
the thing with camera stuff is, like, you sometimes meet these people for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So, trying something on, like, filming it, doing it, and having it be a new person is not always, like,
sure.
the best way to really enjoy it if you know
because mm-hmm.
like for me there's a lot of shit I like that I don't film.
No, exactly. And it's like sometimes I'm like, oh, I wish I brought this more to like my yeah. OnlyFans, or sometimes I
yeah
you know wish I brought this more to like my career, but then sometimes I don't know. And
it's
like,
nice to have some private stuff too.
That's so true.
But what do you like? What do you like?
I mean,
are you more submissive or dom?
Oh, I'm so submissive.
Yeah, I knew that. I like, just wanted everyone to know. I'm really like, dominant, and I can tell, like, if like personality wise, you and I get along really well. Mm-hmm. There's a reason.
Like there, like I tweeted we're one the time. Yin and yang. I tweeted one time. I was like, "What is it like having a single dominant bone in your body?" Like, please reply. Like,
you want me to tell you what it's like?
Yeah,
it's horrible when someone else is trying to tell you what to do because you want to fucking beat the crap out of them. You're like,
yeah, like sometimes. Okay, the thing is sometimes I used to think I was a switch with girls, yeah. but then I realized I was like, I'm not even experienced enough with girls to be like, be dominant, you know, because I can't guide it as much.
It depends on the energy. Like for me, like I cannot submit to girls at all. And okay. I've learned that from trying to be dominated by a girl.
Sure.
But for me, like I can switch off a little, mm-hmm. a little, but they have to be more dominant mm-hmm. and usually more experienced, like you said.
Yeah.
And then also like with guys, I definitely mm-hmm. can switch, right? Mm-hmm. But when we switch, it's like, in my opinion, it's really hot because like I'm a dominant person in general. So like we do uh-huh. this play where like I get on top of them. I choke them a little bit
yeah.
and like whisper in their ear while I'm riding them.
Uh-huh.
So I'm getting what I want out of it in the sense of being in control, but it still fucking feels so good to them.
It's still so hot, you know? To them. Yeah, yeah.
And then they flip back and they're like doing it to me.
Okay, that's fucking hot. Now I'm like, yeah, okay, I'm
yeah.
with
you. That's the shit that like I like when I'm being switchy, but like, it depends on someone's personality and like mm-hmm. how confident and how much you connect.
Yeah, I was about to say, what's the relationship like? What's
because for me, like it depends on the person. Like I have some guys who immediately like we have to have a three-way so I can like show you the dynamics of like, these things.
Uh-huh.
Because like, well, because it's like you're so submissive, I'm more dominant. We get another dude in there, and he can fucking be dominant with you, and then he could maybe be like switchy swappy with me, and then I can dominate you too.
Oh my god!
But like, it's a very fun thing, you know, especially when you like you love sex. Like, I feel like it's art.
I'm like, this thought is not gonna leave my mind. Yeah.
But you know, it really is the fun part of exploring someone else's body.
Sure.
Because I love, like, the fun part about playing with girls is, like, they're different than you, but, like, the same, you know? And, yeah. like, if you really have chemistry with someone, like, there's girls that I've had chemistry with that, like, ooh, baby. Like, I like girls with pretty faces. I like, you know,
me too.
I need a girl that I can look at and be like, I want to see your expressions, you know? And then also, like, being able to feel confident with them. Like, someone that makes me feel comfortable, I can do so much more with, you know?
Sure.
Like, with the girls that you've been with, what are the things you genuinely liked?
I mean, I like the dominance, but I also like the praise with girls.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See? Like,
yeah. And that's the thing is, like, when you know what you like finding people that can, like, do that. And then you can, like, try new things.
Like, with guys, I like praise, too. Yeah. But I'm also, like, you can degrade the fuck out of me, too. Like,
what do you like with guys?
I mean, I really like just being dominated. Like, and...
What about things that happen when you're getting dominated? Like, I feel like, do you like choking or no?
Choking.
Do you like getting spanked?
Oh my, I literally want to be spanked and shit, like, black and blue. I'm like, no,
so you
harder.
Like that. You harder. Do you like pain?
Yeah.
Yeah. I see, and I don't like pain. I think
interesting.
That's probably one of the things with, like, the whole domination thing, you know? Mm. Like, I like being more dominant because, like, then I know that no one's going to hurt me.
Because
I usually don't feel pain as pleasure. Do you like when people spit in your mouth?
Yeah.
So for me, that's like a very select few. Like, if someone spits in my mouth, I don't think that's actually happened on camera, but like, if someone spits in my mouth, you know, I like them a lot. You know, I'm ready to have their babies, bro. but I've had people like do things to me that I realized after I didn't like or did with women. I love, okay, with women. Do you know who Ryan Keeley is? Do you or no? I'm going to show you her.
Please.
My phone is here somewhere.
I'm so bad with the names.
No, you're good. I hope you'll like, I hope I can pull her up pretty quick. Yeah. But Ryan Keeley and I have a really good, I hope the internet works, have a really good scene together.
Okay.
And she's a girl, right? I showered before like shooting with her and everything. And I like, obviously every scene, you're always clean, you know?
Sure.
But then there's, like, a difference between being, like, clean and, like, then you can be filthy again.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you her. I'm trying to find, like, a media picture.
Mm-hmm.
So she – I was really excited to shoot with her because two things. Number one, she actually likes women. So, like, shooting with someone that genuinely loves women and then adding on to it that, like, she just has amazing sexual energy.
Sure.
That was, like – I'm trying to find a good picture of her that's, like, shows what she looks like, but she's been retweeting a lot of. Let's see. I'm waiting for it to load. But with her, you can tell she really likes women, and she also is like very kinky, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find one. You guys can look her up too.
Let's see. Oh.
We legit, she has sexual energy on another level though. Yeah. So like when we were shooting, I have never sucked on someone's toes, right?
Mm-hmm.
We did not talk about this before we started filming. Like, it just happened so naturally. Her fucking whole ass foot was in my mouth and mine was in hers. Like,
yeah,
it just flowed. Like,
there are some people and like who have this energy that kind of like overcomes you. Mm-hmm. And like, you're like, I'm willing to try. Like, I don't know if I will. Yeah.
Well, they also make you feel comfortable enough though to try things.
To explore it.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see if I can find more of her, but it's hard because my phone's not like, look, you see that? Like, she's so curvy and beautiful and has, like, the cutest smile.
Beautiful. Oh,
and,
my gosh.
Yeah, and she, like,
I'm, like, mesmerized.
Yeah, and she's been in the industry for a long time. Like, she's an OG. She also, fun fact about her, she actually was on Millionaire Matchmaker. I was literally watching the show when I saw her on it.
You're like, is that?
Yeah, no, I was. I was like, that's her. I fucked her.
Oh, my gosh.
But the energy, like, when it's just you're comfortable with someone, like, I had never done that before that day. Mm-hmm. And then afterwards, I was like, pussy whipped, fucking mesmerized. You know, I was proud of myself too because I did something I like. You know, you always want to try things.
But I think I also struggle with like finding women in my personal life or with, you know, work where I'm not judged for not being inexperienced with women. Like, it doesn't mean I don't love women.
Like you're saying, like, you feel, like, judged when that you haven't done it enough or something? I think that's the fun part, though. Like, letting
I know, like, just I want to learn, but it's, like, I feel like I'm kind of being, like, teased in, like, a bad way. Like, oh, well, you don't know what you're doing kind of thing. I know, like, but I want guidance, but I want it. Like,
Do you like virgins? Like, have you ever been with a guy that's a virgin?
Have I?
You would know.
I don't think so.
That is, like, one of my favorite things. Because a lot of people say it differently than me. But, like, a lot of people are like, oh, I love taking virginities. It's another number, blah, blah. For me, it's, like, I love being the person that someone trusts to give them their first time.
And wait, that's also, so beautiful.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And then, like, with girls, like, I have been probably, like, this is a number, y'all. Probably, like, 500 girls' first kisses. Every single one of my best, like, my friends that I've had, I've kissed all of them.
Yeah.
And in that, usually, I've been their first kiss. Like, I've taught a lot of my friends how to kiss. Not saying that they kiss the same way I do, because I feel like naturally people, like, have their own way. But, like, I genuinely enjoy, like, the exploration part, which is, I think, why I'm in porn.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think everyone's in porn for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you had the freaking lockdown, like, fuck you up. Because I bet now if you would have been talking to me and there wasn't COVID that had happened, then you would have been like, Sydney, this, and this. Like, all this information. Like, I've learned all this in those 2 years. But, like, you haven't had, like,
this is, I haven't been to, like, events, really. And, like, I mean, I feel like it's one thing to be on Twitter and Instagram with people, but it feels like disconnect. Like, it's completely different when you're actually, like, physically
in front of them. And I think the fun part, though, of, like, porn, this is, like, actually when I first got in, like, I went to a couple, like, porn events, right? And I'm not a lifestyler to, like, the level that a lot of people are. But I think as I'm getting older, like, I'm definitely getting more into, like, the lifestyle community.
Okay.
Because, like, one of my best friends, she does porn too, and she's a lifestyler. She's a hot wife.
What do you mean lifestyler?
Lifestyle means that, like, you do, outside of porn, you go to events and, like, try new things.
Okay.
So, like,
that doesn't have to do with porn.
No, you don't film it. I'm going to explain it to you. Tell me. So, hot wives are people. Crystal Davis is a hot wife. You saw what she looked like, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
She's a hot wife. Her man lets her fuck other people in front of him. He's not a cuck. But he doesn't care if it's in front of him, away from him, whatever. She's allowed to go do whatever she wants when she wants.
Okay.
And so she'll go and, like, do orgies, or, like, he'll be there sometimes and, like, he'll watch Crystal and I fuck. You know what I mean? And so it's been, like, fun to explore with someone who, like, Crystal is, like, obviously a MILF. So she's older than you and I.
Sure.
And she's someone that has, like, a lot of confidence, experience. So, like, being around her, and, like, we've done 2 orgies together, I was able to, like, watch what she was doing and be like, okay, I'm getting uncomfortable now. Yeah, I'll try. Yeah. And when you start getting into, like, being a lifestyler, like, she does that for her fun, like, not on camera, not getting paid, not like, you know. So there's, like, a difference between being a lifestyler and not.
Okay.
So that's what I was saying. Like, I'm not a lifestyler, but, like, I'm around them more now. So I've been, like, able to kind of, like, try new things without the pressure of, like, me being the one that has to, like, be the one to, like, initiate it. You know, like, if I had to, I initiated the first orgy because I, like, hit everyone up and I was like, hey, I really want to do this. Like, this is a bucket list item.
Yeah.
But everyone there, you know, they're all porn stars. They've all either done it or they've fucked enough to figure out how to fuck a group.
But it's like there's not, like, a camera being shoved in your face or anything.
No, like we kept it kind of, like, far away so we could just focus on, like, you know. But then the second orgy was, like, fully, like, I did end up filming it. My friend was there and she wasn't part of it, so she, like, filmed it.
Oh, cool.
But I was definitely, like, not planned. Like, we weren't planning on having orgy.
Gotcha.
And I wasn't planning on getting spit roasted or anything. But I did.
But
what bucket list stuff do you have? Like, what things do you want to try that you haven't?
This is good. Okay, I feel like I'm very, like, I say I'm, like, kinky and I say I like, you know, pain and all this stuff, but, like, I feel like I haven't done the basics sometimes.
Like, what?
I haven't even done, like, boy boy girl threesome.
Like, I just did my first one literally
wait, really?
Yeah, dude, like I promise you, like you don't, that's why I asked bucket list, because like
I'm like, people, you can spank me until my ass is fucking bleeding. Yeah. But I haven't been, like, I don't know.
That's the thing, though, is like, I feel like in this industry, mm-hmm. people think you do everything all at once.
Sure.
But you don't. Like, you can film mainstream porn and mm-hmm. never have done anal. Have you done anal?
I've never done
anal. Yeah, neither have yeah. I. My asshole's like too fucking tight.
I'm scared. I don't know.
I'm scared.
Like, I want to.
Yeah. I think.
Like, it sounds hot.
And I then think I'm like, for me next year, I'll be able to stick something in my ass. I can get a pinky in there right now.
Yeah.
But like, I really feel like for me, it's like, I just have to find someone that I'm super comfortable with. And like with time, take the time to like work all the way into it, having a dick in my ass. But it has to be the same person, I think, to get there. And a lot of people tell me the first time they do anal is like with someone that like they are dating.
Okay.
And like, I haven't had like anyone that I've been dating in like over a year. So like literally like this past year, I have not had a single person that I have consistently like been sexually active with in my personal life. I have like, I've had hookups, but like no one that's been like coming over, snuggling, like making me feel comfortable.
Yeah.
Cause I'm very much like, if I have that person, I want to see a future with them, which is, I like living for the moment if it's the right person. But I think for me, like I have to see a future. So if I don't see a future, I'm not going to spend time, energy into that when I have amazing guys in the porn industry that like, they'll give me the cuddles I need. I just know there's no future. So I'm not going to do anal with them.
Yeah, completely.
And if you've become curious about my content, you can always go to OnlyFans.com/FitSid. That's my VIP OnlyFans. I'm on there every day. I post every day. All of my scenes, pictures, everything is on there for one low price of $35 a month. So that's less than getting a cup of coffee every day at Starbucks, and you get to see everything I've posted in the last 4 years. I also have a free OnlyFans, which is OnlyFans.com/XXXFitSid. So that has my free OnlyFans. You can unlock as in like a la carte options. Or if you just want to go to my website, FitSid.com, FITSID.com. So yeah, I just wanted to let you know in case you had a little bit of curiosity.
What other bucket list stuff? So like you said, BBG.
Mm-hmm.
What, and anal.
Yeah. What else? I really just want to be gangbanged.
Yeah,
that's all
yeah.
I fucking think about.
Would you ever shoot for gangbang cream pie if they hired you?
I mean, I feel like I need like to at least do like a BBG first kind of thing. Like,
I don't even know like if they shouldn't. Do anal. I think they just each take turns fucking and cream bang you. Just so you know,
I'm ready.
Yep. Do you guys hear that gangbang cream pie?
I'm like,
because it's a really
BBW, it's ready and willing.
It's literally an amateur site that they get like 10 million views on their fucking Pornhub videos. Yeah. And like, they just like the guys, it's based in Vegas. The guys take turns like fucking the girl. And sometimes they have like dicks, like they do like spit roasting and all that. And if you don't do anal though, you don't do anal, right?
Sure.
I mean, I would still be gangbanged and not need anal, you know?
Completely.
So I think, they all just cream pie you. That's the whole goal, though.
Like, I think when I masturbate, mm-hmm. the thing I think about the most is, like, gangbangs.
Is that, like, what gets you off?
Yeah, completely.
I low-key think that, like, we're so desensitized because I literally will have to look at, like, the most fucking rough-ass shit.
Oh, no, I feel like when I don't even really watch porn when I masturbate anymore. Yeah, same. Because I'm like,
because I know everyone. I fucked so many people in porn now.
That's not even why for me. I'm like, is there... I'm like,
you know,
is this legal? Now.
Like, oh, I don't, legal? Oh, no, shit.
Just not like that. I'm just like, I want to mm-hmm. see like really rough stuff.
Yeah, and, yeah. Like, I like intruder porn.
Things don't really like do it for me sometimes. Like, I feel like before I was in porn, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, like so fascinated. Yeah, yeah. And now I'm like,
well, I think the hard part though is like, you know how porn is made.
Yeah, that's it.
Too. You know a lot of different things though. Like, you know how it's made. Mm-hmm. You know. Sometimes you know the performers. I know for me, like, I go on Pornhub and literally I've fucked everyone on the front page pretty much, or so I've met them in real life and made out with them, like one or the other. Uh-huh. And so it's kind of hard because, like, when I'm on Pornhub, like, I, the other day, I like literally what was trending was Sterling Cooper and Lainey Gray.
Oh, and I've seen Sterling Cooper.
I think I found him on Twitter. Yeah, I've fucked him so many times though. Really? And like, it's hard though watching his stuff. I love Lainey Gray and Sterling, like he as really performers cool. and yeah. stuff. The thing is, they're both some of my best fucks, right? Yeah. So I decided, you know, I was going to click the video. I was like, you know what? Let's just see if maybe like this will help me.
Yeah.
It was so hard because I was like, I know them too well. And I was just thinking to myself, Lainey doesn't like that. Sterling doesn't like that. Stop. Sterling likes it this way.
Oh my God.
And I just like couldn't watch it because I was like, you know, and Sterling was actually like one of my first boy or boy girls, you know?
Okay.
Logan Long, Sterling Cooper, like those were the people that I started shooting with a long time ago.
Sure.
And so, like, I have, like, a special place in my heart because, like, like, you know, it was, like, my first, you know? What about you? Who are your first, like, people you worked with?
Okay, so let me think, like, I mean, my first, you know, Plumper Pass was with Sean Lawless.
And how was that?
It was really fun.
Isn't he hot?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He's really hot.
How was that? 9 out of 10? 10 out of 10?
Yeah, I think it was a really good experience. He was really funny and, like, just... But he was also, like, really professional. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I think he lives in Miami, so he's just kind of around, like, shoots with a lot of companies. So it's, like, he knows what he's doing kind of thing.
Yeah. I wonder what it's like dating a male porn star, like, if you're not in porn. Yeah. Because they know how to fuck, but, like, do they know how to be in a relationship? Do they know how to, like...
I've seen a few people like that, and I'm like, I think the same... I wonder the same thing.
Because obviously we're, like, the other side. Like, we see them from a different perspective as friends, quote unquote. And then, like... And then I always wonder, like, how people see us when we're dating outside of, like, the industry.
Yeah.
Flip the... You know? Because would you date a porn dude? If you weren't in porn and you had never experienced it, I don't know if I would. If I hadn't like experienced what I do now and like understand it,
I can't say I would.
Yeah, and it's funny because that's why I always tell guys, I'm like, if you're not cool with what I do, like I'm not going to be offended. I'm like, it's not your fault that like you don't know what I'm fully doing. Like if you saw it, you probably would be fine with it. But I'm never going to try and tell you to be okay with it. Sure. You know?
Sure. No, that's fair. Like I was just seeing this guy who. Is it in the industry? Yeah. And I mean,
how did you guys even meet?
Okay, so we met on Hinge. Like,
do you like Hinge? See, which ones have you tried?
This is funny. Okay, so I've been on Tinder and it's just kind of like, I'm done with
it. It's all fuckboys, isn't
it? Yeah, it's not great. And then I'm on Bumble. Mm-hmm. I just hate messaging first. Sometimes it's kind of annoying. You know
what my rule is?
Tell me.
When it comes, okay, so like I've been on like every fucking dating app. I'm gonna be real with you guys. Like I'm gonna like really put myself out there right now. I have literally signed up for fucking like like Plenty of Fish, Zeus, like things that
I don't even know of these. Let me just like damn, Sydney,
because I really want love, y'all.
No, but no, but I met this guy on Hinge. Like a few days after I first downloaded it, so I had just gotten it really.
My phone has no service. I was going to show you the Zisk app.
And so he was like, hey, do you want to go to this restaurant? And he was like direct, like he had like a plan. Like, do you want to go to this restaurant on Friday? And I liked it because like, it wasn't like overbearing, but it was like he had a plan. Like,
well, I love when guys take initiative. That's one thing that I don't like about Bumble. Okay. Bumble, you message first. And I really want someone who takes initiative to show me that they like me because I'm not a balls deep type girl. Like once I'm in, I'm in.
Yeah.
And like, I can tell you are too, like that personality of like, you want love, you definitely put in effort and stuff. And I think that's the hard part is like, if you're on Bumble and you have to message first.
All I do is like, I genuinely say like, hey there and their name and like a smiley face.
Oh yeah. But here's the problem with that.
I know there's a lot of problems with that.
Well, no, I'm not saying the message part. I'm saying like, then you took the first time to message, then it's you already put in the effort. That's what I like about Hinge and Tinder is at least like they can show that they are genuinely interested in you because they messaged first.
Sure.
It's not like you conveniently message them. Like I've been on Bumble, I've messaged plenty of times.
Sure.
But like I've never seen anything come from it off Bumble. But Hinge, you can let them message first. And yeah. So he like wrote out the whole thing, right?
Yeah. So he like had a place in mind, a day in mind. I was like, yeah, like mm-hmm. let's do it. Cause it wasn't like overbearing or like too much, but it was like, right. he knows what he wants and he wants to hang out. I like this.
Right. I would like that too.
Yeah. And so like we met up and stuff and we were talking and it was like, it was going really well, but also sometimes you think like, I feel like we've all been on a date where, or not all, but like sometimes you go on a date and it's not going great, but you're like, I'm going to make the most of it at least while I'm here. Mm-hmm. You know, like I'm not going to like.
No, be terrible. I hear what you're saying.
And so I was like, I was texting my friend. I was like, I think it's going like while he's in the bathroom. I was like, I think it's going really well, but like maybe he's just trying to get through it. And so mm-hmm. then he comes back and he asked about my work, like, what do I do? Uh-huh. And I'm just honest. Like, it's first date. So I have to be upfront.
You
like,
told him first date?
Uh-huh. Because, I mean, like, I don't want to waste my time or his.
Do you ever message them it before you even meet up with them and tell them?
Yeah, I have before.
Because I actually, like, I've had a whole year of practice, y'all. more than a year. But, like, a whole year since COVID, like, has uh-huh. been kind of chilling out a little bit. And I legit have it in my bio.
Oh,
because
yeah?
I mean, I get recognized
tell
so
me,
much.
Tell me what your bio. I need to know what you say.
I'll tell you. Here's the thing though. My rule is I tell mm-hmm. them before to see their reaction because if they haven't met me as a human before, right?
Sure.
So if a guy doesn't recognize me, which I get recognized 9 out of 10 times, so yeah. So for me it's like a little bit harder because I use my real name in porn.
Uh-huh.
So and everyone knows this already. I use my real name. So like the dating apps have my same name. So it's very easy for people to be like, oh, okay. Hey Sydney, like I watch your stuff. Like it's not weird, right?
Yeah.
So I started putting it in my Bumble and my Hinge. My Tinder does not have it because Tinder already has too crazy of dudes. Like
sure.
And most
sure.
9 out of 10 on Tinder recognize
there
me.
You know, yeah.
But the ones that are on Hinge, I put it in there and I'll read you.
Yeah.
I'll read you my Tinder bio first.
I need to hear.
Because, like, you know. So my Tinder bio says. It says. I changed it, actually.
Okay.
It says. It used to be, like, I want to find a man, blah, blah, who, like, is like this, you know. But yeah, I changed it because I'm actually going back to Sweden.
Oh.
So I said, maybe I'll find a boyfriend in a foreign country. But seriously, I'm traveling right now and would love a tour guide. No hookups, 5'9", dog mom, entrepreneur, positive, travel enthusiast, podcast host of Dirty CEO. And, like, I make it, like, a lot of information. So, like,
yeah,
they have so much to talk to me
yes,
about.
Yes, they have. Yes, like, people who have no bio or just mm-hmm. barely anything. I'm like, you're giving me nothing yeah. to work with.
No, and I literally give them pictures. Uh-huh. Look. A selfie, and then I have a picture of me in Hawaii with a Jeep.
Really cute.
And then I give them this body pic so they know what my body looks like because I do not want to catfish someone.
No.
And then I show them an ugly video of me.
Video? I like that.
Yeah, that's me adventuring. And then I have me, like, all muddy.
Like that one.
And then I'm on a glacier. And then I'm feeding a moose with my mouth.
This is such good variety. I'm
yeah.
obsessed.
So here's the thing. If they can't give me something, like, interesting to show that they, like, looked at my bio, mm. I know they're not the one for me.
Sure.
Because, like, yeah. I give them so much. Like, it doesn't have to be, like, the first message.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it has to be something, you know?
Yeah.
And then my Bumble.
Uh-huh. That talks about your work.
Yeah. Like.
Yeah, I want to hear that one. I was going to pull up mine.
Yeah, do it. Just pull give up yours. I'm curious.
I'll show you Hinge, I guess.
Ooh, I got
it. I'm like, now that my relationship is over.
This hot guy named Tony. Just messaged me. He says, I'm an 80-year-old trapped in a 21-year-old body. Oh, he's 21. What the fuck? Hold on. Let me actually. No, it says 22 for his age. I'm going to have to ask him.
This needs to load.
But it's funny because his bio says he's like looking for relationship and stuff. So I'm like, okay, I'll talk to you. But that's on Bumble, right? I only have one message because I'm not really like, I don't use it. But this is my profile. Okay, I'm only telling you the prompts.
Yeah.
2 truths and a lie. I love spicy food, especially hot sauce. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, I have 3 dogs named Bear, Chip, and Toasty. Number three, I'm a citizen of Sweden. The first one's a lie. And then my friend wrote a review on my profile. It says, Sydney is a kick butt business owner.
I love the reviews.
And super amazing. 5 stars. And then the last one is, a non-negotiable is my job. If you aren't cool with dating an adult film actress, swipe left. So that's how I like slide it in.
Yeah, like it's gentle enough, but it's being upfront.
Yeah, what's your Hinge one say?
Okay, so my first one, it says, I'm looking for, and I said, someone who loves going to concerts as much as I do, any artist, any venue, I'm there. Ooh, I love concerts, cute. Right? And then I won't shut up about Taylor Swift and crime TV shows.
I love crime.
Yeah. And then, oh, this is funny. I'm a regular at the Taco Bell near my house.
See, you're giving them stuff to work with, too. Like, they could be like, what's your Taco Bell order?
Yeah. And then I like the ones that, like, have a prompt for a picture. Yeah. And I also,
your
like,
pictures are so cute,
they're too, pretty good, right? Like, I think it's accurate enough.
Oh, super accurate. You guys, I'm looking through her profile right now. And she has the cutest pics, but they are really accurate. And it shows your body. And like, is this your dog?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is your dog. Yeah. So that's another thing. People can like compliment your dog.
Yeah,
dude. And it shows that you have really big knockers. Like there's like two pictures that definitely like, if I was a dude, I'd be like, yep, she got big titties. But then your other ones are like so cute and wholesome.
It's like I'm doing something in them and it's like you can see my personality. Yeah,
my hinge one is, I think, let's see. I have 279 matches on Hinge.
I haven't been on Hinge because I literally just broke up with this guy, or he broke up with me yesterday. So I was like,
what happened with that?
Wait, what's happening?
What?
Oh, God. Okay. Okay, so we're on this date and I told him about my work.
Yeah.
And it's like, this has never happened to me. But I tell him and then like 30 seconds go by. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. I tell him and then I'm like, yeah, haha, but like you probably don't watch BBW porn.
Uh-huh.
And he starts laughing, and I'm like, the fuck is wrong with you?
Surprisingly, BBW porn is very popular.
No, but listen, and then 30 seconds go by after that, after he's laughing, and he goes, is your name Callie? And the color, like, drains from my face. Because nothing like that has happened to me. Like, you get recognized all the time. I was like, like, the color drains from my face. And the next, like, 10 minutes, we're, like, laughing and, like, awkward silence and, like, disbelief kind of thing. But he knew who I was, and like we talked about things and stuff. And God, I was so into him.
Yeah.
Things were going so well too. Like I saw him every single day almost, like after that first date. We went on like all these dates. And then he just kind of took back being cool with it.
So he was cool with it, and then he was like, I'm not anymore. Like what?
Yeah.
Like he was cool with it, and then he was like, all right. You're actually here. Because obviously we're here together. So like you're shooting with other people.
Sure.
And
like, it's like he wasn't cool with me shooting with guys. But he was cool with me shooting with girls. And that rubs me the wrong way.
Even though you like guys and girls.
Sure.
What's the difference?
I know. And so it's like, I think the difference is if I had to come up with one on my own, like, oh, I want to be the only dick
you
get. But I'm like.
But it's like, okay, so I can like have all these hot girls fuck me then all the time.
It looks like you're fetishizing my sexuality. It seems like that can be the only reason, you know? And I'm so sad about it. Yeah. But it's like,
do you feel like doing porn affects your dating life a lot? Obviously, gotten broken up with. Yeah. But like, when you're on the apps before that or anything, or like trying to date, was it like really hard?
It feels like when you when I tell them what I do, no matter when I tell them, it could be several dates or just now messaging or whenever.
Mm-hmm.
I usually go from being like a person they're talking to to like a sexual object.
That happens to me all the time.
Or they just, and like that's all they want to talk about after that. They have questions.
Same.
They
wanna, same. Literally, that is the struggle that I have. Where sometimes I won't. I honestly am not that active on dating apps right now because I've hit the point where like that's the same feeling. And like when someone that this
it's like I'm not the person I thought I was anymore. And I'm like,
but the thing that's so sad is the fact that like this is the struggle that so many people have in this industry.
Mm-hmm.
And like for me, it's a rarity that a guy treats me like a human, and I get excited over just that.
Right. No. Yeah. That was hard for me too. Like with this guy that I was seeing.
Yeah.
Like I told myself, even if this doesn't work out with him, I will never settle again after how he treated me.
No. And you shouldn't.
Because he was so amazing.
Yeah.
And I was so into him. And that's why it's like the jerk was like
stupid and like you're like why did
I was so taken back, and it was like it was just really unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's like,
but here's the thing, that means he wasn't the right one for you.
Yeah.
Because this is something for me, like I will never settle on. So I've had an extremely good relationship.
Okay.
Like in my past, like I've been in porn for 4 years. Obviously I've been in, you know, I'm a dater. Like I genuinely
I'm such a relationship kind of person.
Yeah. And I had met a man and he instantly knew my job. Like I'm very upfront about it.
Yeah.
And never asked me a single question. I actually went on a date with him and that morning I had shot a scene in Vegas and I'd come home. And he still made out with me. He still like treated me like a human. He didn't ask me about my work stuff. Wow. And I knew that he was the one because I had fucked him that night. And the next morning I thought I fucked it all up, right?
Yeah.
And
by fucking him?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And instead I get a text that's a paragraph, maybe two, on Snapchat. And I'd been driving home at like, it was like 5 o'clock in the morning. So I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. Like, I was literally driving in my car and I was like, I can't believe I did that. Like, I know. You know,
like, I felt the same. I fucked this guy on the second date and I was like, fuck. Like, I fucked. It's the same thing.
But like, when it's the right person and they see you as a human, it's not going to ruin it. Right. So I get in the it has to be the right person, like I said. So I get in the fucking car. I'm driving. It's like a 45-minute drive back to my house. Like, he lived far as fuck.
Okay, okay.
And probably like 20 minutes in, I get this long-ass, like, beautiful paragraph about how much fun he had. And he didn't talk anything about the sex. Like, he literally was like, because we went to a mountain. We did all this fun shit.
Sure.
And he was like, I had such a great time with you. Like, blah, blah, you know, just like. Really made me feel so good. I was so giddy when I read that.
Literally.
And after that, it was like we were inseparable until we broke up. Literally. Mm-hmm. And the only reason why we broke up was because I date for marriage.
Yeah.
I date when I want to have kids. And the biggest thing is, like, when I started seeing that future kind of, like, disappear, I was like, I don't think I want to keep pursuing this. And I was really not doing good at that point with my mental health. And the whole time we were together, though, I was shooting with other people. I was,
that's amazing. Wow.
You know, like one time I like hurt my pussy and he's like, can you use your mouth? But he was never like a cuck or a very sexual person. So like, it wasn't like he was, you know, like he wasn't like using me for my money. He like wasn't like doing any of these things because he was like into it, if that makes sense. Like he saw me as a human. Knew that this is what I did as a job. And here's the best part about it. He cooked. He cleaned. He fucking would rub my back. Yeah. He would brush my hair, like, randomly as, like, a love thing, you know, like, to show me he cared. And I have really long hair. So, like, it was really nice after a shower to have someone, like, brush my hair.
Brushing my hair is, like, the worst.
Yeah.
And I don't even have long hair. It's just, like, a hassle.
But it's, like, so therapeutic when someone else does it, right?
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed like doing like road trips with him and stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So we had this like amazing thing and he respected me and he was my best friend, like our entire relationship. And now I think it makes dating harder because I really want a best friend again. I want someone that I can laugh with. Like, okay, 2 weeks into us dating, I actually fucked in the bed that we were like sleeping in, like for camera.
Oh my God.
And like, that was like a really big telltale though of like how he handled that because he obviously didn't like that. He like forgave me. And here's the thing, like I didn't do it intentionally. Like he understood the situation. What happened was the place we were originally going to shoot at, like something happened where we couldn't go. Like it was like they didn't let us go or something.
Okay.
So then I had six people that were in town. So I needed a place to shoot. Mm. So all of them used the bed. Like it wasn't just me. And and it wasn't like the bed was dirty or anything because we were like not shooting like super like gross content or anything. Mm-hmm. But it was like the principle. And then he took that information and just communicated with me that he didn't want that to happen again.
Yeah.
And if it was gonna happen, he wanted me to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally respect that. And rather than him like freaking out on me, breaking up with me and everything, like, because that was something he'd never experienced. Like he had never dated a girl that was as sexually active as me, as open-minded as me.
Yeah. And it's like, I think the reason why with this guy, why it's been hurting so bad is like I thought like I fell for him so fast and that I saw a future with him and thought like he could be like the right person. And then, like, that, like, there was that conversation you had with him, with your ex, like, that's so mature and so respectful and so just, like, jaw-droppingly amazing. And it's like, this happened with this guy. And I was, I honest to God was like, I will get on a plane right now. Yeah. I'm at a porn event right now. Yeah. I will get on a plane right now and come home if we can figure this out. And he's like,
And no. Here's the thing though. He did you a favor by doing that because you deserve better and you need someone. And here's the thing. Mm-hmm. Who knows? I don't think my ex and I will ever get back together because he and I are both very similar where we have the rule. Once you break up, you don't get back together.
Sure.
And so I knew like when I broke up with him, it was definitely more mutual. But like I was the one that like said it because like I knew he wasn't going to say it because we were both like, you know, depressed. And I really knew that we need to work on ourselves. But when I realized that I was going to have to say that, I knew we probably weren't going to get back together. Mm-hmm. But he did you a favor because if things end, there's something better out there. Even though
I'm not at the point where I can see that, but I'm like, I'm hanging on to you. But you have to
think, you have to think if a guy can't look past your job and he's not willing to try and pay your bills and like, you know, if he's going to tell you what to do with your body and mind.
It's also just like he wasn't willing to like, think of like for us to have a conversation be like, okay, this is not going to happen again.
Why would you want to date someone, you know what I mean, that doesn't try and communicate?
Sure.
I'm not saying that you have to think like that right now, but in a week from now, ask yourself and tell yourself, like, I deserve better. I want someone that wants to sit down and have a conversation and isn't just going to be like, fuck off, you know what I mean?
And he was like, I don't want you to not be my life. Like, I want to still be friends. I'm like, I can't do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Because I have fallen so hard for you that, like, I don't, I literally said, I don't think I don't know if I can do that.
What he was getting into.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing too, is like when a guy does that, it's like, you're going to do me a favor because if you can't handle this, when shit gets rough and like, you have to think like long term, because I'm a very big relationship person and I'm the type of person that's like, if shit gets fucking rough, I want you there for me. Like our shit was fucking rough for me mentally. And he was there for me for so fucking long until one day that I was just like a little bit too, you know, thinking about unaliving myself. And I was like, I need to be by myself. So then I don't like take you down with me type vibes. Like, I know that sounds so horrible to say. I've never publicly said that, but like, I was so depressed and suicidal, you guys, that like, I knew I had to let go of him. So I didn't ruin him. Cause he's like too good of a guy.
And that's so like,
but
you,
like
you cared that much about him. Kind of.
Yeah. Thing. Yeah. But I also was like, fuck, now like I hope I can find another person that's that amazing. But he went through the rough shit with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like there would be days where I was just in bed all day and he put up with it. And like when you date, you want someone that's like that. Like I get severely ill like pretty often.
Yeah.
And one time I threw up all over the wall and like projectile vomited. And he cleaned it all up. And he actually hates vomit and hates needles and like hates anything like remotely around that. And that's when I was like, damn, like, you really like me. Like, this was, like, 2 weeks into us dating. And I was like, you really like me. And then I thought about it and I was like, dang, this is, like, actually going in the direction of, like, I could see, like, if shit gets rough, if we lose everything. Because that's the thought process I have. Is if I lose everything and I have nothing but me, myself and I, my brain, you know what I mean? And my fucking dogs, what is our relationship going to be?
Sure. And this is a newer relationship I had. And so it's also hard because like, this is just the beginning. This was just the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then he already kind of, I'm not saying he gave up on me. No, but like,
he didn't give up on you.
Yeah.
He did you a favor. You got to think about it that way. Think about it positively because it's not a you problem. It's a him problem. You put all the cards on the table.
Sure.
And that's like, I think the hard part with this job is like, and also if he can't handle it, he's doing himself a disfavor if he stays with you and it makes him go crazy.
And it resents me or whatever. Yeah. Because
that shit's the worst. Like I dated a dude who was like extremely like abusive to me because he hated that I was sleeping with other people, but he knew going into it that I did that. But like at the same time, he didn't know how he felt about it when he met me. And then when he finally like realized how it felt, like how it made him feel, he had already gone fucking crazy.
Sure.
Because he was sitting there thinking about it, not telling me how he felt. And I wasn't going to stop, but like we could have broken up way sooner before it got bad. You know what I mean? And that was something that I was like, when we finally broke up, I was like, wow, I feel safe again. Because like I didn't feel safe because he was genuinely like fucked up from it. That shit fucked him up and he didn't know going into it. I don't think he would have ever dated me if he like knew he felt that way about it.
But he wasn't sure.
No, because he had never dated a porn girl. Like, I feel like a lot of guys think they can handle it and they get into it and they realize that they can't. And then other guys are like, I can't do it from the get-go. Mm-hmm. And then there's other guys that are like, yeah, dude, like, I'm fine with it. Like, like the guy that I was dating, the first one, you know, that I was telling you about.
I'm like, that's a dream.
But it was like, he would literally like, you know, do my laundry, like, you know, help me with shit. And knew the difference between like making love and like fucking, you know, like we didn't really
work
fuck
and very, personal.
Yeah. Life, like we didn't really fuck very often. We made love. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think he didn't. I think he cream pied me like the entire relationship. Like, I swear to God, that man wanted to put a baby in me from the beginning.
I love it.
But like, that's the thing though, is like when you're dating, like, looking for the signs. Like now when you're on dating apps again, like I will tell them immediately and just see how they react. Like their initial reaction when they're allowed to like think about it for a second and reply back usually is how they feel.
That's so true.
And they show their initial intention. So
I agree.
I'm so glad I got to have you on the podcast.
Me too. Oh,
I hope that you guys enjoyed hearing Callie talk and spill all of like the real shit that happens with relationships and starting out and just, you know, what turns her on in bed. Exactly. Where can they find you?
Okay. I have Twitter. And it is, I have two Twitter accounts.
Is it Callie underscore Mac underscore?
Yes. Yep.
Hell yeah.
That's a good one.
And then what's your OnlyFans?
Callie Mac XXX.
So I'll have all her stuff linked down below, you guys. Love it. But she has OnlyFans. You definitely Instagram, should sub. Yeah.
About all of it.
But thank you so much. Don't forget, you guys, you're always somebody's type. Have a great day. Have a great night. Have a great week. Sydney out.